This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs vice chancellors to prohibit party politics in universities. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges committee presidents not to reflect any party influence in committee's activities. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates Bhupadev Shah as its general secretary. And Iran says no plans for talks amid tensions over US seizure of cargo ship. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed university vice-chancellors to immediately implement the government's decision to remove the structures of political party-aligned student and employees unions in universities and academic institutions in the health sector. During an interaction with the VCs at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers today, Prime Minister Shah, who also serves as the chancellors of various public universities, said that no law would be an obstacle to removing the structures of student and employee organizations affiliated with political parties. The Prime Minister was of the view that the politics should not be allowed in institutions like hospitals, campuses and schools. Vice Chancellors said student political activity has declined after recent events with efforts underway to eliminate such groups. Prime Minister Shah directed them to report any issues during the process, while Education Minister Susmit Pokhrel clarified the move targets party-affiliated groups, not independent student bodies. Newly elected presidents of parliamentary committees met with Speaker Dol Prasad Arial today. On the occasion, Speaker Arial instructed the presidents to effectively run the parliamentary committees as a mini-parliament. Urging not to reflect any party influence in committees' activities, the Speaker said the Federal Parliament Secretariat is always ready to support them. Similarly, committee presidents expressed commitment to efficiently discharge the responsibilities they have received. Presidents of 12 committees, 10 committees under the House of Representatives and 2 joint committees were present on the occasion. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP has nominated Bhupadev Shah as its general secretary. A central committee meeting of the party held today nominated Shah as general secretary and also nominated Sagar Dhakal and Sarita Sri Gemali as members of the party's secretariat. Similarly, according to party spokesperson Manish Jha, Jivan Prabha Lama, Moti Prasad Pangali, Hari Prasad Pandey and Bishnu Hari Sharma have been nominated to the party's Central Advisory Council. The meeting also nominated Tulsi Prasad Chaudhary, Ram Singh Tharu, Jivan Dhami, Prema Chaudhary, Navaraj Rana and Ekaraj Chaudhary to the Federal Leadership Forum. These proposals put forward by party president Ravi Lamichani were approved by the Central Committee during the meeting. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged people to remain alert as rising temperatures across most parts of the country forecast the possibility of hot winds low in the Tharai district. The department said temperatures have risen across Tharai regions and low-lying areas with a higher risk of low in western, Sudhapashchim and Lumbini, urging public caution. Meteorologist Sanjeev Adhikari warned the heat will persist until Wednesday, with places like Dhangari and Nepalganj at greater risk, while hydrologist Rajendra Sharma noted such events may increase due to climate change. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has clarified that he has already mentioned the share worth 2.5 million rupees he owns in his property details submitted to the government. Responding to media reports about his property ownership, the Home Minister said his property details are available on the official webpage of the Council of Ministers. The Home Minister's Secretariat said not all shares are the same type and clarified that over 20 million rupees in shares are officially declared. The Secretariat said investments in Star Micro Insurance and Liberty Micro Life are grouped together and all transactions were legal and conducted through the banking system. Newly appointed non-resident ambassadors from various countries to Nepal have presented their letters of credence before President Ramchandra Paudal. At separate ceremonies held at Sheetal Nivas, President Paudal received the credentials of four newly appointed non-resident ambassadors. Non-resident ambassadors submitting their credentials are Ambassador of Gambia to Nepal, Mustafa Jawara, Ambassador of Canada to Nepal, Christopher Kuter, Ambassador of Slovenia to Nepal, Thomas Mensin, and Ambassador of Algeria to Nepal, Abdenor Khalifi. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, S. Paul Kapoor, arrived today. During his visit to Nepal, he is scheduled to meet government officials, business leaders and cultural experts. The visit aims to further strengthen the Nepal-US partnership, according to the US Embassy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Department of Information Technology has implemented new web accessibility features aimed at making government websites easier to use, more accessible and user-friendly for all citizens. As stated by the department's Director General Sri Chandra Shah, this initiative launched under the Government Integrated Website Management System, GIWMS, specifically targets users with disabilities and those who rely on assistive technologies. With the implementation of these features, government websites can now be conveniently operated using only a keyboard and without using a mouse. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson says government has no plans regarding a new round of talks after the United States seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Strait of Hormuz. The attack comes hours after U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he is sending his team to Islamabad for possible talks with Iran. Pakistan tightens security in Islamabad before the possible talks, locking down parts of the city and deploying 20,000 security personnel. In Lebanon, the 10-day ceasefire with Israel holds, with thousands of people continuing to return to check on their destroyed homes in the south. A strong magnitude 7.7 earthquake has struck off northern Japan, prompting authorities to issue a tsunami warning for waves up to 3 meters. According to the Japan Meteorological Agency, the quake hit on Monday at 4:53 p.m. local time in waters off Iwate Prefecture on Japan's Pacific coast. It was felt across a wide area, shaking buildings in Tokyo hundreds of kilometers to the south. At least 25 people have been killed in an explosion at a firecracker factory in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, with four others seriously injured, according to the BBC. The blast occurred at the Vanaja Fireworks Industry in Virudhunagar on Sunday evening. The factory was supposed to be closed, but about 50 workers were inside at the time, officials said. A second explosion occurred while rescue operations were on, injuring 13 people, though none sustained serious burns. The cause of the blast is not yet known and an investigation is said to be underway. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province, as well as in the remaining Himalayan regions of the country, and mainly fair in the hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah directs vice chancellors to prohibit party politics in universities. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial urges committee presidents not to reflect any party influence in committee's activities. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates Bhupadev Shah as its general secretary. And Iran says no plans for talks amid tensions over U.S. seizure of cargo ship. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.